This is a production from the Yak Podcasting Network. The home for your growing sonic map of local voices united in their commitment to the best in podcasting.
And now, a yak.
Yak! Yak!
This is a production from the Yak Podcasting Network. The home for your growing sonic map of local voices united in their commitment to the best in podcasting.
And now, a yak.
Yak!
Yak! If you want to get a look at the Longhorns before the 2019 season begins, this Saturday is your one opportunity. Hello, and welcome back to the Extra Bases podcast on theyak.com. I am Dustin McComas of orangebloods.com, and we are up to episode number 24. More importantly, we will get to see the Texas baseball team in action this weekend, Saturday afternoon, as part of its annual alumni game, which will really basically will turn into an inter-squad scrimmage for Texas, because while there are a bunch of former Longhorns that are in the professional levels back for the game, those guys won't play many innings. It's just pro organizations don't really like the idea of those guys playing games this time of year, especially as it relates to not being in their spring training facility or wherever they're going to be or whatnot. So you'll see the alumni for a few innings. You'll actually see Roger Clemens on the mound, and it'll amaze you. I swear, the last time I saw him pitch, it was in the alumni game a few years ago. And he was still commanding his fastball whenever he wanted to. It was just incredible. So that's something that you can show up to see is Roger Clemens, though. I believe he's still in an inning. But really, it will turn into an inter-squad scrimmage, which will be a great opportunity to see where guys are lining up, see what lineups used first, see what lineups used second, see what's going on at shortstop, see what's going on at first base, some of these positions that are wide open, and really, you get an opportunity to see all of the pitching, because they're going to have to come up with a lot of innings in this scrimmage. So you're probably going to see pretty much everybody that's healthy and able to pitch, and that would potentially be a contributor for this year's team. I think you'll see that guy at least on the mound for an inning, although I bet they want to extend guys a little bit if it's their day to get extended as they work their way up endurance-wise to the beginning of the season, which is now 2 weeks from today. It's Friday, and in 2 weeks, Texas will open up the season at Lafayette against Louisiana Lafayette. We will have a lot of preview discussion leading up before that. But I mentioned last week, I actually titled the podcast that David Pierce's pitching plan excites me. And it was a small part of the discussion. Some main takeaways from David Pierce during the Texas Media Day, or I guess it's informal Media Day. They always have an opportunity to interview the coach and the players prior to that first official practice. So that was last week. And there were a couple things that really excited me. One was, I think that should excite Texas fans. One was just the way he described the high character of the team, but also that he pointed out, hey, are we talented enough? I think that was a great short way to summarize kind of the potential of this team this year. And secondly, is he got into a brief discussion about pitcher usage. It was almost unsolicited a little bit. It was a question about, I'm trying to think of the specific question. Oh yeah, it was basically like, hey, you know, Chase Sugar, Nolan Kingham, some guys that have thrown a lot of innings aren't here anymore. You know, then you have all this inexperience, but you have a lot of depth and talent. Does that change the way you maybe go about using your staff or your approach and so on? And right away he was like, you know, you could see somebody warming up the moment one of those young guys gets in. Not from the standpoint of, oh my gosh, like we don't know if this guy's going to throw strikes or not. But it seems like his plan is to use a lot of pitchers for short outings. And that's what I wanted to get into on this episode, is a more detailed explanation of what I think that could look like potentially. And it's something that I wrote about today at orangebloods.com. I published it. It's actually a free story. If you're not an Orangebloods member, what are you doing? If you're not, it's an opportunity to go to my Twitter page, dmccomasob on Twitter. You can find that story. It's a free story where I take you through the thought process in my head of what I think that plan could look like as it relates to Texas based on its personnel, based on how David Pierce described this plan of pitcher usage. So I went through and basically identified, and we'll start with the number of players, the number of pitchers I think could realistically contribute to this team in a way that you're not just throwing a guy out there because you need an arm. I mean, these guys are legitimate pitchers that are capable of getting out on the mound and throwing a scoreless inning at some point one or another. So I broke it down in this. I mean, if you're curious about the 16, we'll go through them. Blair Henley, Bryce Elder, Mateo Boki, Cole Quintanilla, Ty Madden, Coy Cobb, Jack Neely, Nico O'Donnell, Tristan Stevens, Cam Fields, Matt Whalen, Colby Kubicek, Owen Meany, Mason Bryant, Brandon Ivey, Donnie Diaz, if he's healthy. And I already mentioned Fields and Meany and Kubicek and Stevens. So that's your group of 16. And I went through and we'll get into this in more detail as we get into this podcast. I went through and broke down by tiers, basically, the longest type of outing realistically for each guy. And this kind of gets back to the discussion about how much returning experience Texas has. If you don't include Bo Ridgeway as part of that group of contributors, and I think that that's something that if it happens, it's great for Texas, but I don't think it's something that Texas or its fans should count on right now as he's suddenly regaining his form. But it's not impossible. This was a guy that was a really good pitcher early in his career, so it's in there somewhere. But I'm just not including him in the mix because I don't know how he's going to fit into it unless he suddenly becomes the pitcher that he was. So if we don't count him, you look at Texas returning players. Blair Henley is the only guy that's thrown over 50 innings as a Longhorn. Now think about that for a moment. That's a lot of inexperience. Even somebody like Mateo Boki, who had his moments last year, didn't throw that many innings. Cole Quintanilla is a redshirt freshman. The sophomores like Bryce Elder and Nico O'Donnell, Cam Fields, threw some, but not a ton last year. You know, Tristan Stevens was coming back from Tommy John last year. He wasn't quite ready, even though he threw a tiny bit. So then you look at there's so many freshmen on the list. So many guys that are going to throw key innings for Texas this season. So you're not going to find much experience on this staff. You're not going to find many guys capable, I think, of right now being starting pitchers from the standpoint of, you know, there's times when Nolan Kingham was right. You could say, yeah, he's probably going to get into the seventh inning at least. You know, when Morgan Cooper really had it going at Texas, he's probably getting into the seventh inning. You know, you had those starting pitchers that you just knew. You knew Taylor Youngman when he grabbed the ball, he's getting deep into the game. You knew Cole Green when he had it going at Texas that when he grabbed the ball, he was going to get deep into the game. And Texas doesn't have many of those guys. So that even, in a way, just makes the inexperience factor even more tricky because I think if you look at these freshman arms and you're like, you know, these guys are starting pitchers. Well, that's true. But they're not ready yet to throw a ton of innings and starts. There might be times when they've got it going and they're executing and they're in the right mindset and the stuff is working. And yeah, they could get deep into a game. But realistically, they're not going to be in a position to where you can hand one of those guys a ball and say, get us to the seventh inning or get us at least deep into the sixth inning. It just doesn't happen that often, even for the most highly rated guys. Even for, you know, guys like Madden and Cobb and Neely, they're all physical. So they have some strength, but they've got some size too. Whenever you've got size, you know, carrying your stuff deep into an outing as a college pitcher is a challenge. You know, these guys haven't been through, you know, a really true cycle of a college baseball offseason in the weight room and things like that. I think it's going to transform some of those guys, especially Ty Madden. I mean, by the time Ty Madden is a junior, his body's going to look completely different. Completely different. You know, maybe a guy like Neely has more core strength and more functional straight. A guy like Cobb probably adds some mass as well. But Madden will be somebody that looks completely different later in his career. So you're asking those freshmen, you're asking too much of those freshmen to step up and be like, hey, you're going to be a weekend guy. Okay, they might be able to handle that sometimes, but all the time, it's just asking a lot. So, you know, the way Pierce talked about his staff, and specifically the usage, to me was exactly the thing you want to hear if you're a Texas fan. Simply, you just look at it like this. You've got these pitchers. You know, I counted up 16 of them. And you've got talent. You've got depth. So how do you best utilize that talent and depth in a way that can help you overcome the inexperience factor, or the factor that you don't have proven starters, or the factor that you don't have many guys that are capable of throwing deep into games? What do? Well, you throw a lot of guys in short innings, in short bursts, and devise a plan to where you can utilize, you know, let's say you want to use 13 or 14 pitchers in a weekend. You can do that. Let's say you want to use 7 pitchers in a game. You can do that. Let's say you only want to use 3 pitchers in a game. You can do that, or 2. It's a plan that aims to really get the most out of a pitching staff, because this pitching staff is talented. And I know I'm always careful to say that word, because I feel like sometimes Texas fans or college baseball fans will read that word and they'll automatically assume that these guys have to reach a certain bar, or, you know, it means that this is going to be a really good pitching staff. There's a lot of talent on this staff. You saw it in the fall. I mean, there are guys who, you go down the list of guys that are capable with their stuff of missing bats. When I say missing bats, you know, creating swings and misses, strikeouts, things like that. And you can go down the list and find a lot of them. A lot of them. You know, there's not many guys that I listed out that can't do that. You know, I think maybe among the guys that I listed, Brandon Ivey is maybe the one, and he's just a situational lefty. And maybe Chase Roberts becomes that as well, as they just look for some sort of left-handed presence to have in their staff. But you look at all of those other guys, they at least all have one pitch that's capable of really dominating a hitter. You know, Henley, it's the curveball. Bokey, it's the sinker-slider combination. Quintanilla, it's the breaking ball and the angle he attacks guy. Elder can throw a bunch of pitches for strikes. Madden, it's the fastball slider. Cobb, it's the changeup. Neely, it's the breaking ball. O'Donnell, when he's got it really working, the curveball and slider can miss bats. Stevens has a really good slider. I mean, it's mid to upper 80s. Fields, the slider. The slider's plus. Whalen, the changeup. Kubitschek actually surprised me in that I thought he was primarily just a breaking ball guy, but had a changeup as well. Owen Meany, another guy that can miss bats. Mason Bryant, he only throws one pitch, but sometimes it's a 95-mile-an-hour cutter, and that's obviously difficult to hit. Donnie Diaz is a true wild card, because he's still, I mean, based on what Pierce said recently before practice began, still wasn't actually pitching off of a mound. He was playing some catch but not pitching, so we'll see how that one goes. But there are so many guys that Texas has that are capable of getting out on the mound. If they execute, they can miss bats. That wasn't present for last year's staff. There weren't many guys that were capable of doing that. Parker Joe Robinson ended up being arguably their most valuable reliever. I mean, he's not a overwhelming guy with power stuff. Comes out to you with kind of the funky angle and can throw strikes with two pitches and it'll get you out. And, you know, even Andy McGuire, you know, low 90s with the sinker out of a unique angle, had the breaking ball, but stuff-wise, his stuff isn't better than Colby Kubitschek. Josh Sawyer was the one that could really, when he was healthy and right, could overpower you, you know, mid-90s fastball with a really good breaking ball. But you look at the starting staff as well. You know, Nolan Kingham often pitched to contact. You know, Chase Sugar, when he was on, he can miss bats, but, you know, his control would come and go at times. You know, guys like Bryce Elder and was trying to figure it out as a freshman. Nico O'Donnell trying to figure it out as a freshman. Tristan Stevens coming back from Tommy John. It wasn't really until late in the season when Teo Boeke really started to unlock some things with the fastball up in the zone, in the slider, and now he's added a curveball to that. So this staff is more talented. Yes, it is. It's a lot of that talent is very young talent. A lot of freshmen, redshirt freshmen, sophomores. But it is more talented. It is deeper. It just doesn't have experience, and it doesn't have proven guys capable of throwing a lot of innings. Again, you're listening to the Extra Bases podcast on theyak.com. I am Dustin McComas of OrangeBloods.com. Episode 24 here. We're getting nerdy. We're getting baseball nerdy, which is one of my favorite things to do. And just talking aloud and describing what I think the plan will be for Texas in terms of pitcher usage based on its personnel, based on the way David Pierce has described this approach of treating pitchers as guys that are going to have these short outings. And I think that doesn't apply to a few guys, which I'll get to. I'll get to my tiers of players based on where I think their max innings outing could be for an individual outing. So it doesn't apply to all of them. But I do think when he looks at a lot of these freshmen and these sophomores, he sees a lot of quality stuff. He sees a lot of depth. And he sees the opportunity to use multiple of these guys together in a game and basically maximize what he has by throwing, you know, a few guys in short innings and then just mixing and matching down the stretch and really getting the most out of those arms. So we'll get to the tiers, and I basically broke it down by innings of guys I think realistically, if it's going right, you know, this is their max for an individual outing. And I said 5 innings or more, Blair Henley, Bryce Elder, Mateo Boki, Cole Quintanilla. Obviously, Henley's the only one on that list with real starting experience, although Boki has a tiny bit. Quintanilla was, I think, of all the potential starting pitchers, David Pierce was most excited about what he did last year. I mean, excuse me, what he did in the fall. But he's never thrown an inning at Texas. So it's tough to predict how that happens. The next tier, 5 innings or less, Ty Madden, Coy Cobb, Jack Neely, Nico O'Donnell, Tristan Stevens. And Stevens, that might be a little bit of a stretch, but just because he is a guy that hasn't thrown a ton of innings at Texas, and this is going to be his first true year to come back from Tommy John surgery. But they're really high on him with the strike throwing, the ability to repeat his delivery in that slide of missing bats. 4 innings or less, Cam Fields, Matt Whalen, Colby Kubicek. Kubicek, to me, is more of a back-end guy, but I do think that, you know, I think there was a time in the fall where he actually went 3 or 4 innings in a scrimmage. So he can be extended a little bit. He could be a long relief guy. I'm not sure if he's ever going to be a starter. You know, you don't often see many guys that are 5'10", 170 that are starters. But I think he could give you a long relief outing. I do think he's capable of that. 3 innings or less, Owen Meany, and situational relievers or back-end relievers. I thought I almost tried to say Reveille or something like that. I promise I haven't spent any time on Texags in probably years. Steer clear of Texags or Reveille discussion. So situational relievers or back-end relievers. These are your guys, your mix-and-match guys at the end of the game, give you an inning, a couple batters, something like that. Mason Bryant, Brandon Ivey, who to me right now is the favorite to be just the situational lefty, just by virtue of the fact that he's one of the only lefties. Donnie Diaz, if healthy, and then Fields, Meany, Kubicek, and Stevens. What happens with Fields will be interesting. I think in the fall they tinkered with the idea of stretching him out to see if he could be a starter because he's strong, he's athletic, he repeats. But I just don't think there was enough longevity in the outings there, and I think the potential in the back end of games is something that's really appealing. And plus, too, the way he swung the bat in the fall and the way he can play defense in the outfield, he's probably going to be in the mix for one of those corner outfield spots. I think he played mostly right field in the fall, so that could be something that could be an outfielder at times and then come in the game in the end of the game. So, you know, Stevens, Kubicek, Meany. I think Meany is more of a situational guy. Kubicek and Stevens, they could realistically fit multiple roles, but that kind of gets to my larger point here when I'm discussing this pitching staff, is that you've got all of these guys that are capable of giving you, many of these guys are capable of giving you 1 inning or 4 innings, but probably not more than that. You've got a handful of guys that could get you over the hump for more than 5 innings, but you've got this collection of guys that are capable of giving you these short, effective outings and just handing it to the next guy. So I kind of said, you know, let's play a game here with, let's say the Friday night guy is Blair Henley. You know, he establishes himself as the Friday guy. I know that's what Texas wants. I don't think it's a guarantee that it'll happen, but I do think that there's a good chance that he's the Friday guy. You can lock him in for, a pretty semi-consistent quality start guy on Friday. Basically, something like six innings fewer than three or runs or fewer. So let's say that he's the Friday guy. Okay, and then, you know, you've got a situation where Texas could do something like this. You could have a guy that you start in the game and you say, hey, give me 4 to 6 innings. That could be Boakye, that could be Elder, that could be Quintanilla. Okay, depending on what happens there, you can go to a long relief guy. That could be Neely, Cobb, Madden, Stevens, Whelan, O'Donnell. Okay, what if I need a short relief guy? You could go Meany, Bryant, Kubacek. Okay, I need a situational lefty. You've got Ivy or Chase Roberts. Okay, now I need to hand it to a stopper to get us this win. Then you could have Cam Fields waiting in that role. Or, which I think is something that really relates to these freshmen, you could hand the ball to Ty Madden and say, okay, I need something like 3 to 5 innings from you. And he gives you that. And then you hand it to another freshman behind him, either Jack Neely or Coy Cobb, and say, hey, give me something like 3 or 4 innings. Just give me what you got for some innings, and then you figure it out from there. Okay, do I need a long relief guy? Well, maybe today Cam Fields is going to be that long relief guy. Or it'll be Stevens or Whelan or Kubacek or O'Donnell. Okay, now it's the seventh inning. We need a short relief guy. Well, okay, you've got Bryant or Meany or somebody else. And then you can have a situational levy. Then you can have whoever is going to be in that closer stopper role. Or you could use the method of, all right, one of these freshmen get on the mound for me and start the game. Let's say Madden again. You know, 3 to 5. Okay. Then you have another one of those guys, 3 to 5 innings. And then you have another guy that just, maybe Colby Kubacek gets hot and he just throws the final 3 innings of the game. Or the final 4 innings of the game. So that's really how I think Texas is going to approach this. It's going to be, you know what, we're going to maximize you pitchers by basically saying, give me what you got. And if that's 2 innings, fine. If that's 5 innings, okay. But we're not going to ask you to try to give us 7 innings or something like that. We're not going to ask you to you know, throw a ton of innings or force you or pigeonhole you into these roles when we know we have all of these arms that are capable of coming in and getting outs. You know, let's say that one day on a Sunday, Coy Cobb starts and he's got it rolling for the first 2 innings. He's dominant. And the third inning, the wheels look like they're about to fall off. Well, rather than have to stick with that guy because you've burned every other available arm or you just, in your head, you're like, I got to get 6 innings from this guy to hand it over to the bullpen or whatever. You know, rather than stick with that guy, if he doesn't have it in the third inning, you can pull the plug. You can go bring in another arm that can give you potentially 3 or 4 innings. You know, maybe you bring in a Nico O'Donnell behind him. And he gets you, you know, he limits the damage. He gives you 2 more innings after that. And then he kind of starts to be up and down. Okay, bring in somebody else. Bring in another one of those hybrid guys that could be a short relief guy or a long relief guy if he's going, based on how much he's thrown in the previous parts of the weekend. So there are a lot of options for Texas, and I think it's really smart of David Pierce and his staff to take this approach because they're not limiting themselves. And most importantly, they're going to be able to treat games as individual games that we need to win. They're not going to really have to worry about, oh man, if we use this guy today, who are we going to come back with tomorrow? It's almost like you can take a regional type approach to the regular season. Besides the point that, and I think this is the big challenge with this, with Pierce, is you got to be careful about, you know, using guys back to back days, or with these freshmen, using them in multiple longer type outings in the same weekend. Like maybe one guy throws 2 2/3 innings on Friday. Got to be a little careful bringing that guy back on Friday for something like 2 innings. But that's the beauty of the situation for Texas, is they have so many of these guys. And the odds of all of them just not being able to execute on a given weekend are pretty low. Like the chances are good that a few of those guys are going to figure it out and get in a groove and are going to give you some good innings. for at least a significant portion of the game. So that's the one challenge for Pierce. But other than that, it's you can treat individual games as we're going to do what we need to do to win this game. And then you know what? We can worry about tomorrow, and we can do the same thing because we've got 15 or 16 guys that can give us innings. You know what happens on a Friday if Henley gets rolling and man, he's good and he gets into the seventh inning. You don't even have to use many pitchers and you get a Friday win. You come back Saturday, Colton Quintanilla's got it working. You know, he gets into the sixth inning and hands it off to a couple guys and they finish it off. Then on Sunday, you just get all of these dudes to use in what is often a series deciding type of game. It's often a rubber match type of game. You know, there's a lot of times when the series are split when they arrive at Sunday. And then for a lot of teams, it's a test of, okay, who do we have left? We're thin at this point. We had to really throw the kitchen sink at Saturday's game to get a win to force a series deciding game on Sunday. Whereas if you're Texas, it's like, nah, we got 8 guys we can use. And if 3 of them aren't very good, we'll use the next 5. You know, and that to me is it helps Texas compensate for its inexperience because it can be aggressive in how it uses those players. If they see a look in a guy's eye or you know, something stuff-wise or his velocity's down or whatever, you know, they don't have to stick with that guy. They can go get somebody else. So, and really the most fascinating thing will be is if somebody like Quintanilla or Elder takes off and becomes a, you know, bona fide starter, then you're looking at just all of these arms. I mean, this depth that Texas would have that'd be able to use, it would really allow Pierce to use his best pitchers when he needs them most. You know, those high leverage type situations, you can bring in the guys that best fit that instead of having to just mix and match based on whatever you've got left. So I think it's something that Texas fans should be really excited about. I know I've probably rambled on a little bit and gotten pretty nerdy with all this, but really, I think that the challenges, like I said, are just managing the workloads and, you know, the challenge that comes with any pitching staff, deciding, you know, how long to stick with the guy, either when he's really got it working or he's struggling. You know, if he's getting to the third inning and he's struggling, you know, do you pull the cord on that guy then, or do you let him kind of work through it and learn and give him some more innings because you believe in him? How you handle that? How you handle the young freshman that is just dominant through the first 5 innings, but the third time through is coming up and you know that they're a little more likely to get to him in that situation. How do you handle that? But those are challenges with any pitching staff. I mean, that's where, you know, if you're a pitching coach and David Pierce, you know, Phil Hague and David Pierce, that's where they got to make their money in those situations. But really the biggest challenge for Pierce might be just sticking with this, just remaining committed to it, because it's not a very traditional approach. It's, you know, the traditional approach is we got our 3 weekend starters and in the midweek we got a guy, but then we'll kind of piece it together there. But our midweek guys, you know, we're going to let those dudes throw into the 6th and 7th inning. That's a traditional way of doing things. And it sounds like Pierce is totally open to and will treat this in a non-traditional way. And I think it's very, very smart. I think it makes a ton of sense. And I think Texas, that is the way they can best utilize their personnel, their depth, and their talent is a lot of these short outings because they have so many quality arms with good stuff that are capable of missing bats that can fill multiple roles that they can really maximize that staff and really, at the sign of any trouble, get a guy out of there if they want, bring somebody else in, and really attack opposing lineups like that. And I think it's the best way to allow those freshmen also to grow into their roles. There will be some growing pains with those guys no matter what. There are going to be times where they get knocked around the yard. There are going to be times when they're really, really good. There's going to be times when Pierce and his staff will have to figure out who can handle those late game situations the best, who thrives in that role, and who thrives as a potential starter or a potential long relief guy or a midweek guy. You know, who handles that role? I remember when Texas last year were getting to these 5-week games early in the season that many teams play, you know, the 2 midweek games and the 3 games on the weekend or the 4 game series on the weekend and the 1 game in the midweek. And it was like, I don't know how they're going to find enough arms to get this done. I mean, I think they started Bo Ridgeway, I think, a game in Arkansas just to see if he could get going. You know, that was kind of the first time Matt Whalen really got onto the mound and kind of proved himself as a Texas pitcher. But we didn't know what Matt Whalen could do before then. It was kind of like, okay, who's this? You know, who's this guy? We know a little bit about him. You know, they're starting Bo Ridgeway just to see if they can get him right by starting him because they really don't have anybody else. Because you can't, you know, they couldn't burn their weekend guys because those guys were locked in as weekend starters. So I really like this idea of Texas using their pitching staff that way. I think it's something that David Pierce will do. Heck, he's said as much already. I think it's something that can be most effective for this staff. I mean, there's the inexperience is, it's going to show at times. It really is, especially against this schedule. I mean, this schedule has a chance to be the number one strength of schedule in the country. So there are going to be some rocky moments with this pitching staff. I mean, again, Blair Henley is the only projected main contributor that's thrown 50 innings or more at Texas. That's it. And some of these guys that are projected to be potential weekend starters have never started a game at Texas before. Or maybe they've started one or two, and that's it. So this method makes a lot of sense. You take your depth, your talent, and you use it in short outings. And you just, you know, if you need to throw 15 guys in a weekend, you can. If you only need to throw 9 guys in a weekend, you can. You can go out and best devise a plan to win today's game and not necessarily have to worry about who's left for tomorrow because you do have that depth. You do have those guys that could fit multiple roles. So with that, we'll wrap up this most recent edition of the Extra Bases Podcast on theyak.com. I am Dustin McComas from orangebloods.com. That was episode 24 in the books. Again, on Saturday, you've got an opportunity to see the Texas baseball team in action before they begin the season 2 weeks from now in Lafayette against Louisiana Lafayette. At 1 p.m., the alumni game will begin. It is going to be televised on Longhorn Network. And at 11:30, I mean, if you're in Austin, you're a Texas baseball fan, I do highly recommend getting over to Dish Falk Field to see the unveiling of the Augie Garrido bust that'll be a statue outside of Dish Falk Field. That'll be a really cool moment, you know, to see the late Augie Garrido get his deserved place out there out front of Dish Falk Field with some of those other Texas longtime Texas head coaches. So if you're in Austin, get out there and see that. If you're a Texas baseball fan, it'll be a really cool ceremony and moment for the Texas baseball program. But really, flip on the TV or set the DVR for 1 p.m. on Longhorn Network and get a chance to see the Texas baseball team before the season's here. And it's almost going to be here soon. And I hope that Texas fans are now a little bit more excited about this team. I definitely have my major reservations about what it's capable of long term this season. It's a brutal schedule in a brutal league. And as David Pierce said, the one question is, you know, are we talented enough to be a good ball club? But utilizing the pitching staff like this, to me, is a way that best gives them the opportunity to become that good baseball team. You got a lot of depth. You got a lot of talent. It's really young. Devise a way to use that best to your advantage. In a lot of short outings, a lot of being aggressive with pitcher usage, a lot of, hey, we're not going to hesitate to use, you know, 14 guys in a weekend. That's the best way to go about doing it, and it sounds like that's what Texas is going to do, and I really think that should excite Texas fans. So until next time, I will be at the Dish this weekend. Hopefully the rain stays away. And I'm sure that we'll talk about the alumni game on the next edition of the Extra Bases Podcast on theyak.com. Until then, enjoy your weekend, stay dry, stay warm, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.